here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm so excited.
Hey, we're back in the van. Yeah.
Yes, we're very excited.
I don't know what to say. I mean, we're back on the road looking for cheesy music. And, you know, we got to take a break from the bunker. Apparently, I'm told we can go back at the bunker at any time. So that's good. That's
but for the next couple of weeks, they're fumigating. So
I didn't know that. Did you get the email from somebody?
Yes. That's why I rushed us into the van. I don't want to be there when they're fumigating.
Oh, well, no. I mean, that doesn't really leave a positive impression if they're fumigating after we leave.
No. Apparently, they fumigate once a year to keep the bugs out. It's got nothing to do with your socks at all.
I was worried about that. As a matter of fact, this van is so clean, I don't have any leftover socks anywhere or pieces of food or pretty much everything.
Yes, it's been very nicely detailed. It's clean. It's running quite smoothly.
Yeah, we're just moving out and enjoying the view of the side of the valleys and roads as we travel looking for cheesy music. But, you know, since we've been in the bunker so long, we have to recycle a few things.
Well, we don't even have to tell people it's recycled. No one's going to remember the last time we played this stuff. Nobody. Well, I take that back. I bet you our biggest fan, Wayne, will remember.
Well, yes. We're doing, again, the Mitch Miller special. It's been quite some time that we've done this. But you know what? Daffodil's got some new fascinating facts on Mitch Miller. We've got some old songs of Mitch Miller. So that works out quite well. What?
I don't know that I call them new and fascinating facts, but anyway, yeah.
Anyway, we're starting off the set with two of Mitch Miller's most popular songs back from the 50s, The March from the River Kwai, coming up shortly, and Colonel Bogies, it's called. But we're starting off, 1955 was the year for Yellow Rose of Texas, right here on...
It's Cheese Please Salutes Mitch Miller.
She
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
The march from River Kwai, also known as Colonel Bogey by Mitch Miller and his orchestra from the movie Bridge Over the River Kwai. And
Mind you, they didn't do the original version of that song.
No, they were not.
The ones on the soundtrack of the movie The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yeah, but it was a big movie in 1957. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm listening to it and the middle part there was like, it sounded like the Imperial March from Star Wars.
A little bit.
And the funny thing is, Obi-Wan Kenobi's in that movie.
The original Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, he was on planet Earth 20 years before Star Wars, and apparently he was fighting in the military, you know. That's the whole thing. Obi-Wan Kenobi was in that movie.
Use the Force. Someone else, other than Luke.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. And before that, we had Yellow Rose of Texas. Mitch Miller and his orchestra from 2 years previous, 1955. We're profiling Mitch Miller on the show this week. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And you have fascinating facts on...
Well, it's not even so much a fact.
What?
I found this article from the Financial Times from 2009.
Okay.
And it was very, very interesting.
Oh.
Because it has this whole section here on Mitch Miller.
Oh,
it says
okay.
That record producers were also beginning to discover something filmmakers had understood for years, that studio productions needed not to have the same limitations as a live performance. The most influential of these record auteurs was Mitch Miller.
Really?
An oboe virtuoso who in 1950 became the head of Columbia's pop division. Miller produced his hits the way Hollywood made films. Rather than simply recording a working band or performer, he would find a song he liked, select or discover a star to sing it,
mm-hmm.
and hire unique combinations of instrumentalists to give it a distinct, ear-catching flavor.
Oh,
these combinations could be bizarrely imaginative.
Well, that's...
For example, in 1951,
Okay.
Miller took a song based on a passage from Christopher Marlowe's Dido, Queen of Carthage, and an Armenian wedding melody, backed it with a harpsichord playing Boogie Woogie, handed it to a little-known jazz singer named Rosemary Clooney, and Come On to My House stayed at the top of the pop charts for 8 weeks.
Wow! I did not know that. And Rosemary Clooney is like George Clooney's aunt, isn't he? Isn't she?
Yes, that is correct.
Something like that. So
that's correct.
The Clooneys are all tied in there.
And the fact that Mitch's artist couldn't replicate the sound from the records at live shows wasn't very important.
Oh, they just wanted to hear the song.
Because records were being freed from the limitations of live performances, unexpected sounds and styles began to infiltrate the hit parade.
Oh, wow.
And so, those songs that Mitch Miller made reached the upper tops of the charts in the U.S. with songs from Britain, Italy, France, Portugal, Denmark, South Africa, and Rhodesia.
Wow. So in other words, the man that hated rock and roll was very innovative nevertheless.
Yes.
Wow. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we're obviously profiling Mitch Miller this week. And I got a little off track, but that was such interesting facts, we had to share them with you.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you were getting a little too intense.
So we're going to play some fun songs now.
Yes, we're going to play Knick Knack Paddywhack shortly, the children's marching song. But we're starting off with Pop Goes the Weasel and Skip to My Lou with Mitch Miller, of course, on
Cheese Please.
All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought was all in fun. Pop goes the weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh, no patience to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye. Pop goes the weasel. Johnny has the whooping cough, and Mary has the measles. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. A penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Potatoes for an Irishman's face, the doctor for the measles, a fiddler always for a dance. Pop goes the weasel. The painter works with ladder and brush, the workman with a chisel. The tune that everybody sings. Pop goes the weasel. Skip to my loo, my chosen one. Skip to my loo, my chosen one. Skip to my loo, my chosen one. Skip to my loo, my darling. Can't get a red bird a day, bird'll do. Can't get a red bird a day, bird'll do. Can't get a red bird a day, bird'll do. Skip to my loo, my darling. Chickens in the bread tray, what'll I do? Chickens in the bread tray, what'll I do? Chickens in the bread tray, what'll I do? Skip to my loo, my darling. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Flies in the buttermilk, shoo, shoo, shoo. Skip to my loo, my darling. Stand there flatfoot, don't know what to do. Stand there flatfoot, don't know what to do. Stand there flatfoot, don't know what to do. Skip to my loo, my darling. Lost my partner, skip to my loo. Lost my partner, skip to my loo. Lost my partner, skip to my loo. Skip to my loo, my darling. I'll get another one, a pretty one too. I'll get another one, a pretty one too. I'll get another one, a pretty one too. Skip to my loo, my darling.
We rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on my drum.
That song brings back horrors of elementary school, Daffodil.
Well, it is elementary school music.
Oh, this old man, the children's marching song, Knick Knack, Patty Whack with Mitch Miller. As a matter of fact, I was forced to do that back in grade 6 when I thought I was a little too old for that in music class. And we put some interesting lyrics I can't exactly say on the air here just to annoy the music teacher.
No. This is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, I know. I know. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that this week is focusing on Mitch Miller.
Yes. As a matter of fact, after Mitch Miller left Columbia Records in the early 60s, Clive Davis took over. Clive Davis, well known for discovering things, starting Arista Records, Whitney Houston, you know. But the whole thing is he brought Bob Dylan to Columbia Records.
That's interesting.
Yes, it is. It is. But you have some more interesting facts about Mitch Miller quickly.
Yes. Musical historian Will Friedwald wrote in a book in 1996 that Miller exemplified the worst in American pop. He first aroused the ire of intelligent listeners by trying to turn, and damn near succeeding in turning, great artists like Sinatra, Clooney, and Tony Bennett into hacks.
Oh.
Miller chose the worst songs and put together the worst backings imaginable. Not with the hit-or-miss attitude that bad musicians traditionally use, but with insight, forethought, careful planning, and perverted brilliance.
Oh, so he was purposely really just driving them into the ground.
And the other thing I will say about Mitch Miller...
What?
He established the primacy of the producer.
The what? That's a big word, you know.
The primacy. The fact that the producer, proving that even more than the artist, the accompaniment or the material, it was the responsibility of the man in the recording booth whether or not a record flew or flopped.
Oh, okay. And so he was very responsible from a producer point of view.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we need another song.
You're reading those big words. I'm sorry. The primacy. I've never heard of that
primacy,
before.
That just means first.
Oh, well. There we go. If you said first, that would have been a
I know, but
easier.
That's not what the quote said.
Okay.
All right. Come on. Song.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned on that subject, I'm going to give Peace a chance on that and just play the song, Give Peace a Chance, right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Everybody's talking about bagism, shagism, dragism, madism, ragism, tagism, thisism, thatism, isn't it the most? Sing it out!
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Let me tell you now, ministers, sinisters, banisters, and canisters, bishops and fish ops, rabbits and Popeyes, bye-bye and bye-byes, say it in there, man.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
stick to it. Revolution, evolution, mastication, flagellation, regulations, integrations, meditation, United Nations, congratulations. Sing it out.
All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
John and Yoko, Kimmy, Leary, Rosemary, Tommy Smothers, Bobby Dylan, Tommy Cooper, Derek Taylor, Norman Mailer, Allen Ginsberg, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 Krishna.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Now sing it for the Senate. Oh, go on.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
Please, with none other than Mitch Miller and the gang, and give peace of
give peace a chance.
Thank you. I just can't talk today. I was oh boy.
I know, and here we are. We're already at the end of the show.
Yeah. Wow. That was quick, and I think it was Mitch actually shouting out there. Don't you think?
Could have been.
I kind of wonder.
Or it could have been one of his hidden guests. Did you know they in the Mitch Miller show?
Yes.
Sing along with Mitch.
Yes.
At the end, they always did this big sing along, which this could have been.
Yes.
And they always had celebrities hidden in with the singing choir.
Really?
So hidden guests in this closing sing-along included Johnny Carson, Jerry Lewis, George Burns, Shirley Temple, and Milton Berle.
Wow.
Not all at the same time, but at different times.
I wonder if they're on YouTube. I'll have to Google that.
You might want to Google that.
Yeah.
And also, one of the singers in the choral,
yes,
on the original Sing-Along with Mitch show was,
yes,
Bob McGrath.
Oh, wow.
Who later went on to be very, very well known.
Oh, yeah. It was like Bob from Sesame Street, wasn't it?
Yes, he was. He was a founding member in 1969, and he served until they forced him to retire in 2016.
Oh, wow. Now you know who's in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Or so where do your people in your neighborhood came from.
And where they might have learned to sing.
There we go. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week. Wow, that was like a weird show because we don't usually throw out all those facts. We just act stupid and weird.
Well, sometimes we have to prove that we know something.
Really?
Well, we know a little bit. We know a little bit about the cheesy music that we play.
Yes.
We actually do research some of it. We don't always have time to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. But usually, I almost felt like I was like Spock. Or something,
You're in cheesy music school.
Yeah.
You have been schooled.
Yes, Captain. Well, did you know that?
You know, it's just that's what it feels like this week. It's just weird. But we'll get back to the usual crap next week.
We'll have something different.
Yes.
Some other flavor of cheese.
Yes, something like that. We'll just mix it up. We'll figure it out.
Maybe it'll be Limburger next week.
Well, I don't know. But you, the listener, come back for a reason. Let's see what crazy crap we do this week.
Yes, next week there will be more of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
I never thought Mitch Miller would get drunk on a record, but apparently he did, or his singers did, or talked about it anyway.
Or sang about it, because it is a song. They're not talking, they're singing.
And we're ending off the show this week with a title that's rather interesting by Mitch Miller and his orchestra. It's called Drunk Last Night. Until next week, folks.
Come back next week. There will be more shenanigans on Cheese, Please.
Drunk last night, drunk the night before. Gonna get drunk tonight like I never got drunk before. For when I'm drunk, I'm as happy as can be. For I am a member of the Dutch company. Oh, the Dutch company. That ever came over from old Germany. There's the Amsterdam Dutch and the Rotterdam Dutch, the Potsdam Dutch and the Stottendam Dutch, singing glorious, glorious. One keg of beer for the four of us. Glory be that there are no more of us, for one of us could drink it all alone.
Sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.